Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Dwayne Cardoza has been growing raisin grapes in the Easton area for more than 34 years. While his primary crop is raisin grapes, Cardoza also talked about a small amount of acreage they're growing boysenberries on.
We just have a little block of organic. We play around with them a little bit. Last year, we did some direct sales to people. We put an ad in the paper and stuff. We kind of inherited it. You know, I bought another ranch, and we kind of inherited it. So we're playing with it a little bit. We did a little bit last year, and you know, this is a new thing to us to play around with. The lady we bought the ranch from, you know, it surrounds her house, and she says she likes the smell and the aroma and all that stuff when in the spring when she opens her windows.
Boysenberries can often be a difficult crop to maintain.
They're hard to pick. Not a lot of people like to pick them, and, you know, it's very expensive to harvest.
As the cost of labor continues to increase, Cardoza may be looking into automation in his raisin grapes.
It's coming. Just a matter of time. We want to build up our soil profiles. We've been doing a lot of manuring, or composting, I should say. We've been putting a lot of compost in. We're doing a lot of cover crops. We're doing a lot of soil analysis, and we're trying to get our vines up to a point where they're not going to suffer when we do cane cutting and some of those kind of things.
Cardoza noted that the new overtime rule will end up doing more harm than good.
The bad part about it is when you get closer to the crunch times, like with harvest and stuff like that, and you want your guys to work, you know, over 40 hours, that's going to put a little bit of kink on us as far as costs going up and stuff like that. And you're going to see more mechanization. All they're doing is putting people out of work.
Cardoza also mentioned what he's been doing to help his farm workers.
The phase is in, and we're just trying to get ourselves in a position. You know, I raised my guys that are full time around here. I raised their wages up a little bit to kind of compensate, but we're trying to work on a 40-hour week.
Agriculture has never been a typical 8-to-5 job. Mother Nature is the one calling the shots as to when work needs to get done.
You know what's really sad right now is that, you know, so like yesterday and the day before, you know, we got a window here. So my guys, yesterday, Saturday, they worked all day. Yesterday, and they came to me Saturday and said, hey, we want to work tomorrow because Monday is supposed to rain. They worked to today, but, you know, they're losing, because of the weather, they're losing income. And, you know, we've cut them back to a 40-hour week.
This is California Ag Today.